Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, Todd Macklin joined us as always, and we had a few funny stories that he relayed to us. So we'll bring you those.
Quirky.
Martin Kellner
always on
was
form.
Watching some sport on TV. We also had Mike Ward.
Yes.
We did the non-sporting, quite telly-heavy this, but, you know, in a different way. And we had a bit of a conversation. You got involved as well. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Paul. I'm excited because it's finally come round, my Phil Collins at Live Aid day tomorrow.
Yes. So tell us,
12:30.
Let's remind the listeners, you've decided to support,
that's better.
Support your local club and you've invested in a Brentford season ticket. And so tomorrow the day pans out in such a way that you can get to both.
Yes, Chelsea versus Man City at 12:30,
and you get Brentford, you get on Concorde and fly to Philadelphia, and then you watch Brentford play.
Exactly. Yeah, now to get the wife to pick me up.
That would be good, wouldn't it? If you actually you got on a flight to Philadelphia and then watch Brentford on the telly, obviously in delay because the game would have finished by then.
And Wayne Rooney, there was the news this morning. He had to pretend to be the club doctor, just to get Mel Morris to respond, because every time he said, "Hello, it's Wayne here," Mel said, "Oh, sorry, we're secretary not
he'd
here."
Pretend, yeah. He'd pretend, yeah. Mel would do a high voice, wouldn't he?
Yeah, so
it's who's not here? It wouldn't work, would it?
I did this, actually, when we were doing Britain's Healthiest Couple on TV.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get a well-known sponsor. It was a big supermarket. And they'd sort of expressed a bit of an interest. And then they wouldn't take our calls.
Big supermarket?
Yeah. So I thought to myself, I know what I'll do. I'll pretend to be somebody else that they would take a call from, and the bloke will take my call, and then I'll say, no, hello, it's not... I did it. Elton John. Elton John, can
that's
you imagine?
That's quite random.
I know. It was about 1987, so Elton was quite big at that point.
So
I rang up this supermarket and said, is Mr. Such and Such there? And they said, who is it? I went, Elton John.
Did they say the Elton John?
Well, they didn't. They just put me through, straight through.
Straight through, and they said Elton John's on the phone.
Yeah, I had to go in the break. I went, hello. I went, no, it's not Elton John. It's Andy Jacobs here from wherever it was, Britain's Healthiest Couple.
Right. And you thought that might get them on side?
That didn't work.
Did it work?
No, of course it didn't
imagine
work.
Imagine it really annoyed them.
It didn't work at all. It was pathetic.
He would have said to his secretary, is it the Elton John? And why is he called? Was it one of the big existing high school?
I started the
super
conversation by saying, it's a little bit funny.
Yeah. Now, you'll find this a little bit funny. And ultimately, he didn't, did he?
No.
So there you have go. You ever pretended to be somebody else? Poor old Wayne, you know, can't speak to Mel Morris because he has to end up being the club doctor. So if you've ever pretended to be somebody else, much like Andy did, Elton John, and in what circumstances? TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. It's also quite random. What made you think of Elton John as someone
God
who...
knows, you don't know. I suppose he was quite big at the time. And
he had no links to the supermarket
No,
industry.
Not really, no. I just plucked a nail. I just had this feeling that people who ignore you will take a call from somebody famous.
They'll always take a call from Elton John.
Let's be honest.
We'll put that to the test. We just phone a lot of famous. We'll phone Mel Morris, see if he picks up. It's Elton John.
Not bad, is it?
The springboard today then is Daroon and Rooney. That's Rooney being the springboard for one. The other is Martin Daroon, who's a player at Atalanta who seems to have a very good sense of humour. Yeah. Quite self-deprecating. Have
did
you seen
play for here? Did you play for Leicester?
He was at Borough, wasn't he? I think he was at Borough.
Borough. Yeah, no, I remember him playing here, yeah.
I seem to remember... I seem to remember him playing. He did a little video, a club video this week for Atalanta. Mm. He said, hi. He went into the club shop and he said, hi, it's Martin Darun. Here I am in the Atalanta club shop. And I'm waiting for fans to come in. The first three fans who come in and buy a Darun shirt will have... I'll sign it. And I'll also buy it for them.
Oh, wow. Nice touch. That's a nice touch, yeah.
And then they kind of, like a time-lapse thing. He's there all day. And in the end, the manager of the shop comes up and says, I'm sorry, Martin, it's 7:30. We've got to close.
That's very self-deprecating.
You see him like reading books. So just, you know, funny. And I thought, what a good lad, you know. Yeah, and and I think the little tag he put on the video was, I bet Lionel Messi doesn't have to put up with this.
No, that's
so
good.
Well done to him. But paid for by the stars, that's quite nice. I like the idea that someone from the world of sport or beyond bailed you out
in some way. Idea,
whether it was paying you 30p for your parking or buying your shirt. Let us know this afternoon. So what with that and pretending to be somebody else, we've set you to work. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. And we'll be at the weigh-in a little bit later on for AJ, who's sick. We'll be crossing there and bringing you all the fallout from that. So, of course, keep you in touch with the Ryder Cup.
I'm very excited by this announcement in the court circular today. It's a quadruple barreled name. I can't think I've ever seen this before.
You don't get many of those.
No, it's Miss HPA Scrope.
Well, that was close.
Yeah, I know. It's marrying the Honourable RGP Hovel Thurlow Cumming Bruce. I bet they don't live in a hovel. That's my guess.
Hovel Thurlow. Has Cumming... he been furloughed? She's been furloughed, isn't she? Hovel Thurlow, what's it?
Cumming Bruce.
Cumming, Exactly. Somebody's not taking that down wrong at the Times. They're not the Hovel Thurlows, and then there was a knock at the door, and he's gone, come in, Bruce. And it's become a four-part name.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
well,
Hovel Thurlow Cumming. And what's her name?
She's Miss HPA Scrope.
Well, you know, sometimes it's quite nice to take your other half's name. So could they be the Hovel Thurlow Cumming Bruce Scropes?
I don't know.
Oh, it sounds like me. Go through the 1954 FA Cup team. Hovel, Thurlow, Cumming, Bruce, Scrope.
A backfire they were.
That's right. Kosygin, under manager. you get the idea. So, all right then. Can you beat a quadruple barreled name again? While you're doing everything else, you might as well do that as well. Talksport.com, text 81089.
You do all the work.
Tweet TS. Yeah, come on. I'm sick of it. You do all the work. Text 81089, tweet TS. H and J. Yeah,
or
so.
The Rushton method, as I like to call it.
Oh, that's very harsh. He's working double hard now.
Oh, he's working very hard.
He's working very hard, to be fair.
I'm sure the Hovel Thurlow Cumming Bruces will be in.
Scropes.
Will be right up for debentures at Wimbledon. They're going for £46,000. They do give you sort of seats on court number one for the first 11 days of the championship for 5 years. Of course, me personally, I wouldn't pay £4.60, but I'm not in the market for it.
You don't get the final for that 46 grand, do you?
No.
You can
trade them, though. You don't have to. It's not like other tickets where they're not transferable. You can actually use them to get other tickets, you can sell them and do all sorts of things.
Oh, really? So once but doesn't that mean you might get the sort of people you wouldn't necessarily want in those seats? You know, if you're going to, you might get a bunch of Herberts sort of suddenly coming in.
Well,
some Herbert who's come into money.
I'd be quite happy with that myself.
Not that I'm suggesting at all, but you may do, mightn't you? You sell them on the basis that...
Yeah.
That you're going to get certain people coming
in.
That's
true. There's been a lot of reactionary nonsense about the fact that they've decided to call batsmen batters. I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do because men and women are now playing the game in equal measures. But of course, you've got all these people sort of unhappy about it and think it's woke. It's not woke, it's just normal change of terminology.
It's a development. Times are changing.
But Robert Jones wrote to The Sun today. He said, if in cricket we can no longer use the term batsman, what will they call Batman or Superman? I think, well, not really. They call it Batwoman and Superwoman. They already exist, mate.
He hadn't thought that
through. He's not thought it through at all.
In the world of satire.
Terrible. Lightweight jelly shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Popular in the 1990s. You know, jellies, they call.
Oh, yeah.
Making a comeback with many styles, The Sun tell us, many styles sold out as even celebs go for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, who? What, Biggins? Yeah. What sort of celebs are they?
Yeah. The jelly shoe, Andy. You're a bit of a fashion victim. Will you wear them?
No, I wouldn't, but I might wear, and I do like, the little trainers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this thing? It's become a real sensation.
Yes.
They cost 13 quid, but they're going on, and we checked it, I checked it out, and so did the producer. They're going on eBay between 500 and 1,000 quid.
Well, and our old friend Richard Cracknell, Cracker's regular guest on the show, he's got a little near where he lives, locally, on Lanzarote, and he's got him. He's got the lot. I think he's got about 60. He's like the Damon Dash of Lidl trainers.
Very nice.
He's like box fresh. He's box fresh
every
time.
Well, you could afford to be, couldn't you, really?
Well, 13 quid, yeah. He doesn't wear a pair twice. So, yeah, I think he's fully into the old Lidl thing. Anyway, the Ryder Cup is underway, we're delighted to say. And we'll be chatting
Someone's in a bunker. That wasn't a great start, was it?
Great start. So they're American. Come on, let's be as biased as we like as the Ryder Cup. Ian Woosnam and Mason Gascoigne will be joining us as well. They're involved in a project. And, of course, Ian can give us his thoughts on the early skirmishes in the Ryder Cup. We'll also catch up with Bob Bubka after it's been underway for an hour or so. Julien Laurent joins us. A yellow card was issued in the French League the other day that has made Neymar say the game, basically the game's gone.
One of his favourite expressions
in Portuguese. So I think he's got a point as well. We'll be chatting to him a little bit later on. Julien, that is not Neymar, that's a tough booking. Martin Kellner's up, slightly easier booking. We'll have Mike Ward, we'll have some clips of the week for you. Todd Macklin's got some 20 years of Brady, 20 years it was yesterday since he first played in the NFL. It's been some career. So we'll be chatting about that. As we said, we'll be in a weigh-in for AJ, who's sitting at the Spurs ground, and we'll bring you a false panel. The games are Chelsea, Man City, Brentford, Liverpool, Arsenal, Spurs. We just need you to guess the scores of those games. Well, call us now. We'll call you back and get you involved at 2:45. We need you for 10 minutes. Joe Shannon representing the commentator, Stuart Robson representing the pros, former Arsenal player, of course. 08717 223 344. That's 08717 223 344. And Nico says, I went to the pictures and Henrik Larsson bought my popcorn. I can imagine the scenario. He was probably front of the queue. Henrik was behind him. He had a Celtic shirt on.
Yeah.
And Henrik saw the Celtic shirt. And as the guy went to pay, Henrik's gone, no, I'll get that. I could have completely made that up, Nico. You may have gone to the pictures with
and
him.
You think that doesn't sound a lot, but popcorn and cinema costs a fortune.
Yeah, it's like buying you a car. So talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. Like Wayne Rooney, have you ever impersonated
Pro
someone?
Pro rata, it's more expensive than a Ferrari.
It probably
cinema
is.
Popcorn.
It probably is. That's a very good point.
Thank you.
And as we said before, paid for by the stars. We'll look forward to hearing from you this afternoon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We're getting you involved this afternoon. A couple of things. Did you ever pretend to be somebody else? Wayne Rooney admitted the only way he could really speak to the Derby owner Mel Morris was by pretending to be the club doctor. And he was telling us to get through to the boss of a big supermarket when something he was working on, he had to pretend to be Elton John.
I did, yeah.
Is that against the law? Oh, that's probably not, is it?
Well,
no, it's not. It's no malice, is it?
I didn't really pass on. I didn't carry on the pretense. I didn't.
If he said you sing Crocodile Rock, what would you have done?
He would have known instantly.
Yeah, I think he probably would have done. So you pretend to be somebody else. In the 80s, I wanted to impress my then girlfriend with a table at Langan's. Kind of sought after gaff in those days.
Still is, I think.
Well, fully booked until I called back as Mr. Ian Botham when suddenly a table became available.
Yes, that's so common.
Dan the Bee. But the trouble is, Dan, when you turn up, you know, they can clearly see you're not beefy. Well, you might be beefy, but you might not be that beefy.
No.
And
Ian couldn't make it.
He asked me to come. I'm Reg Botham, his brother. It seemed to to waste the table. The other thing I wanted to get you going on was the Martin Deroom video he's put out on Atalanta social media, in which he spent all day in the club shop waiting for fans to come in, and he was going to, well, it was a bit of a conceit, obviously a bit of a laugh, but he said he would buy anybody who came in for a Deroom shirt into the club shop, he'd buy the shirt and sign it for them. Of course, nobody came in. Just a bit of fun. So we wondered whether the stars have ever bailed you out financially. Matt in Birmingham, he said, Robbie Keane signed a football for me at the Nike store in Birmingham and then bought the ball for me when I checked my pockets to find I'd left my wallet at work. It's a nice touch. Would you mind? I mean, Robbie Keane goes in. Would you mind signing this? I've always been a fan. So he does that, and he says, I haven't got my wallet. Oh, I better buy it for you as well then. So let us know your stories this afternoon. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or you can tweet to TSHNJ. Our old mate Crackers is weighing in. He's wanting to do a Lidl run for you, Andy. You want a pair of Lidl trainers?
I'll have a pair.
To complete the set?
Yeah.
Yes, Crackers, if you're listening. What size are you, Andy?
Seven.
Size seven. If you're in the, if you're passing the local Lanzarote branch and there's a cheap pair of size sevens going, it'll sort you out the cash when you're next over. I'll pass it on when I see you at Spurs. So what a little long line of...
They'll be on eBay, don't worry about it.
You're going to wear them. You can't.
I'd wear them, of course.
Andy, that'd be so you wouldn't put them on eBay. You look $1 million in your little trainers.
I'm tremendous.
You look £11.50 in your little
trainers. I'll have the socks as well, Crackers, if you...
Oh, socks, is it? Oh, wow.
Oh, the socks go well with it.
Yes, I'll get the cash out of him. Don't worry, Crackers. So there we are. It's 2:15 and we're off to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium very shortly to bring you details of the way. And Alex McCarthy is there. Watched it all unfold. All seemed quite civil between... I mean, they'd love to trash talk, but they seem to get on quite well.
I hope Usyk's box is better than his outfit that he was wearing yesterday.
Quite a leery, quite a leery look, wasn't it?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, good afternoon, Paul Hawksby, Annie Jacobs here on TalkSport. We'll be off to the States to chat to Todd Macklin a little bit later on, look at some of the big stories in the world and some of the slightly frivolous ones in the world of American sport as well. We'll have some clips of the week for you, fresh batch, and Mike Ward will give us his pick of the non-sporting TV. Andy was telling us earlier on he once impersonated Elton John, not like professionally, but to try and get through to the boss of a big supermarket who wouldn't answer his calls as plain old Andy Jacobs. So we are still looking. This is off of the back that Wayne Rooney had to pretend to be the club doctor to speak to the Derby owner.
I tell you what struck me, though, which I haven't talked about, is that when Wayne did this, he's got the most distinctive voice. So did he ring up and go, it's the doctor here.
Well, no, he just, but he probably said, oh, it's on the doctor's phone.
Oh.
So as soon as that number came up, Mel Morris knew Doc Holliday, whoever it was. I don't know what his name is, the Derby doctor. It'd be good if it was
that.
Anyway, joining us now with a week of sport on TV. I'm sure he's pretended to be other people over the years. It is Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon. Yes, if I'm trying to get a record contract or something, I always pretend to be Andy Jacobs.
Oh, that's the way to do it. That's the hotline. It certainly does.
That won't work at all.
So, Martin, I just see from Twitter that we're going to talk a bit of boxing, a bit of boxing of an earlier vintage.
Yeah, it's a great documentary, this. I mean, I've said before, BBC Scotland do some fantastic shows.
Oh, yeah.
It's a BBC Scotland documentary called Undisputed, The Life and Times of Ken Buchanan. The Undisputed is Ken Buchanan, who was the Undisputed World, or the former Undisputed World lightweight champion. And it's a great... the sad thing is that Ken Buchanan is now... he's recently developed dementia, but it does make for a really good documentary in that he's looking through a scrapbook of his memories, which are then being illuminated by footage on the TV. It's also benefits greatly from having Mickey Van in it. I love Mickey Van. I'm sure you've had him on the show probably from time to time.
Oh, years ago.
He wore the red shirt and the bow tie. The famous boxing referee. He wrote a book. It was quite the book. Can I say, he was a bit of a lad when he was on the road as a boxing referee. I don't know if he comes across, but he's got some stories, Mickey.
Oh, not half. He lives in Leeds. So basically, when I used to be on local radio in Leeds, I would get Mickey Vanning on any story at all. You know, if I wanted a politically incorrect viewpoint on something, you know, Mickey was the guy. And as he says in this show, but obviously he's from the same sort of era as Ken Buchanan, and he's brilliant. Ken Buchanan, to some extent, was a bit like a prophet without honour in his own land, if you like. You know, when he started in the 60s, he was no big deal in Edinburgh. I don't know why, whether it was just because it was Edinburgh, but he wasn't, he wasn't treated as, as a star, which you would have thought he would be, because he was a terrific boxer.
Yeah.
Famous for his jab, as Mickey described it, was jab, jab, jab. That was what he did.
I always think of tartan shorts when I think of Ken Buchanan. Martin.
Yes, indeed. And well, he sort of played when he went to America. He sort of played on the sort of Scottish angle, if you like. And there's a great. I always like any documentary with a bit of Howard Cosell in it. And there's a little bit of Howard Cosell there interviewing him. I think this was before the fight with Roberto Duran, possibly, or Ismael Laguna. He fought both of those, but Howard Cosell says, "You've got a great little Scottish burr. Kenny, you're from Edinburgh."
Edinburgh.
So yeah, the tartan shorts sort of played into all that. Mm. And he came up through the boxing booths of Leith, as they said, wow. You know, which was where you would challenge somebody from the crowd would challenge the guy in the boxing booth.
Quite posh, Leith.
To hone your skills.
Yeah. I think Leith is quite posh now, Andy, with the sort of hipster era and the sort of restaurants,
nice restaurants, etc.
The Michelin restaurants and all that. But I don't think it was when Ken Buchanan was being brought.
Tend not to have a boxing booth next to the old Shishi restaurants, do they?
They tend
not to go down that route, really.
They don't really know. But you know, he fought in East Berlin, and there's some great sort of black and white footage of. It's really, really
good. Is it an hour, Martin? Is it a good, solid BBC hour?
It's a good, solid BBC Scotland hour. It's on the iPlayer. And another bonus is, after you've watched it, and like all these things, the iPlayer pops up and tells you something else you might like. And the first one that comes up is When We Were Kings. Which I must have seen three times, but I found myself in the middle of an afternoon, I nearly missed Pointless, actually, in the middle of an afternoon watching When We Were Kings again. Because that's
tremendous.
Pretty,
but yeah, but what I mean, you're right, Martin. BBC Scotland they produce some really they're the excellent one about Scotland at the World Cup recently. Oh, yeah. We've seen some other really good stuff they've done as well. So they do produce a lot of really good sports documentary beyond sport as well. Very good.
Yeah, you must have enjoyed West Ham's victory over United, though. It was very exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, tense. Bit my fingernails down to the quick. I mean, when Yarmolenko missed, are you going to hit the post? Mm. I thought it is written. I mean, everybody would have thought this. What's going to happen now is it's United are going to score, because I have to say they have more chances than us, a lot more. But United are going to score, and then they're going to win on penalties, almost certainly. You know, but
it was a very good victory.
Yeah, fantastic victory, and obviously we'll get slaughtered by Man City in the next round, but we never do well against City at home. But yeah, I enjoyed that immensely.
Have you continued with the Fever Pitch documentary series?
I have.
Yes.
Interesting. I mean, you know, say it's not a sort of narrative that continues. It's just a lot of stuff about things that happened in the 90s in the Premier League. But it was the Keith Gillespie stuff they had this week, which was interesting. You know, he was plucked away from, I mean, basically his career in a way was blighted by Alex Ferguson, who wanted to bring Andy Cole to Old Trafford, and Keith Gillespie, he offloaded him to Kevin Keegan at Newcastle. Mm. And as we know, the Keith Gillespie story, which has sort of turned out okay now, you know, because I'm sure you've had him on the show, and he's done a lot of punditry over the years. But, there was a great Beckham quote in it when he talked about Keith Gillespie in that great Manchester United youth team. And Beckham said, yeah, he was from Ireland and I was from London, so we had a bond. And I thought, I don't quite see that. But I think what he meant was they were both away from home.
Yes, of course.
In that youth team. But, yeah, there's lots of... it's great footage, to be honest. It's just not a fantastic story. Although I did enjoy the bit, I think it was Newcastle v Stoke, when Keith Gillespie had backed... had backed Newcastle to win 1-0, 2-0 and 3-0. And of course when it was 3-0 there was 10 minutes left, and you can imagine the tension there. But then of course they won 4-0. He was the only one not celebrating at that point, but it was It's a shocking thing, gambling addiction, and if you were in any, you know, the Keith Gillespie story would convince you of that. As far as the end of the Ken Buchanan story goes, that also was a sort of familiar story, in that you know, he opened a hotel, I think, in 1975, couldn't really cope with being out of boxing, hit financial difficulties, and started boxing again at the age of age of 38, which is, as we know,
not good.
Familiar story in boxing, but did, you know, the great and exciting coda to it, he did get inducted into the Hall of Fame in America.
Well, I will watch that, Martin, this weekend.
Well worth watching. It really is great.
Thank you, Martin.
It's a great programme.
You're back overnight, I take it?
Overnight, yes. So 1 a.m. doing it from home this week. So very much. I'm about to get a Virgin high speed fibre and everything.
Wow.
So might never have those problems. Well, we're in a rough area to get to get high speed fibre. Virgin have promised me it's going to be. I'm going to have 200 megs from a couple of weeks.
You still dial up at the moment, or
at the moment still very much a CompuServe dial up. I just go directly through my MySpace page. Gets me straight
good.
Through.
Well, we expect there's going to be crystal clear coverage from Leeds. You got a ticket for the game tomorrow, I understand.
Yes, I have. You'll be there for the Leeds West Ham game. Which is brilliant, because my normal sources sort of let me down, but I did get one from a Hammers fan.
So brilliant. Oh, that's good.
Attractive game. That's good.
It should be a good match.
Yes, we're just meeting, on a broadcast.
Meeting 2:30 tomorrow by the statue of Billy Bremner.
Oh, okay, nice. If you want to see Martin, that's where you'll meet him. Yeah.
On a broadcast level, you know how letters in the tabloids always have a go at the BBC? This one slipped through. This one says, I've always thought the TV licence was worth it. Only £3 a week. It's worth it for advert-free Match of the Day alone. So praising Match of the Day and the licence fee, that's never happened on a tabloid.
Never before. It does tend not to. Martin, thanks very much.
No worries.
Martin Kellner there, back with you at 1 a.m, taking you through tonight. Tonight, if you get what I mean, and tomorrow night.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, time to talk American sports with Todd Macklin. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, boys.
We're going to kick off with Tom Brady. It was 20 years ago yesterday, I believe, that he was playing in the Patriots. Quarterback Drew Bledsoe got injured. This kind of hit that changed the destiny of the NFL. He had a collapsed lung. It was a nasty injury, and Brady came on as a replacement and never looked back.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and I hope Tom Brady sends a card or something to Mo Lewis of the New York Jets, because that's the player that hit Drew Bledsoe right at the sideline. I mean, I was looking at that footage yesterday, as we were all talking about, you know, the 20th anniversary of the hit that changed the NFL, as you rightly say. And if Drew Bledsoe steps out of bounds a yard or two earlier, he probably doesn't get hit. Does Tom Brady get his chance then? Does it come later? I mean, Bledsoe was the high-priced quarterback for the Patriots. He had been struggling that season, had been struggling at that time. So maybe Tom Brady gets his chance a little bit later. But we know for sure he got his chance after that hit. And you can't underestimate how significant that has been for the NFL over the last 20 years and what Tom Brady has accomplished.
Because he wasn't sort of Heisman Trophy material, was he? Cool. Was he 199th in the draft or something?
Amazing,
crazy?
Isn't it?
Paul, very good. Yes, he was 199th. I think there were six quarterbacks. There was a documentary that was done, and I think there were six quarterbacks taken ahead of Tom Brady, and obviously none of the six had anywhere near the success of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, and what happens with a lot of athletes is, you know, he remembers each of the six guys, each of those six quarterbacks that were drafted, and he talks about using it as fuel on his journey over the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Now, people may have seen this over here, Conor McGregor.
It's incredible. I've just looked at it. It's absolutely dreadful.
He's got previous for this, which we'll come on to, but he threw the first pitch at a Cubs game this week, and he's not got a good arm, has he? For punching, clearly, but not for throwing.
The man could throw a punch, right? We know that. We've seen it many times, but that first pitch, I think we on the show talked about it years ago, right? 50 Cent, the hip-hop artist. Remember at a Mets game was, I think at the time, we deemed it the worst first pitch in the history of kind of celebrity first pitches. But Connor's, I don't know, like it's in that conversation with 50 Cent as the worst. I mean, it's just so atrocious. Yeah. And you sit there, guys, and listen, I know Conor McGregor has probably not played baseball. But when these first pitches are so bad, you kind of sit there and think, really? Like, for McGregor, you're such a great athlete, and you can't do something as simple as that? But it is not that easy, as these guys in Major League Baseball make it seem.
Probably a bit easier.
I mean, to be fair to Connor, he was wearing a suit, whereas I think 50 Cent was actually wearing baseball uniform, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. It was, but he threw a football a couple of years ago at an NFL game, and that wasn't great either. So it was just.
Does
miles
this happen off. At every baseball game? Is there somebody throws out the ceremonial first pitch?
They do. Yeah.
Do we know when it started, Todd? Do you know what the hit? What
Mark
was the?
Mark Wahlberg's not great, is it?
I want to say it probably had to do with a president or something, right? I don't know for sure, but I want to think that it involved someone like the president. And then it became a thing. And listen, celebrities throw it out a lot, but also it's just kind of normal people like you and I that get an opportunity because the team wants to honor things that they've done in their community or the fandom that they've showed to the team. And it's a big deal for people, wherever you are in your life, it's a very big deal to throw it out at a major league game.
Yeah, you got to see Mariah Carey. That's the worst one ever in the history of the universe. Yeah. It's really astonishing.
Well, apparently, I was reading today some of the other bad ones. Anthony Fauci, but he's not an athlete, so he's got a reason. Carly Rae Jepsen hasn't got a great arm, apparently, but again, I don't know if we would have expected
I've just seen that one. Oh yeah, 50 Cent. That's terrible.
Yeah, the 50 Cent. It's worth going to check out Conor McGregor. Yes. But I wouldn't if you see
There's
him out
the thing
and about.
On YouTube, the top five worst celebrity pitches ever. Yeah. It's very
if you
amusing.
Do see Conor McGregor, don't say to him, "You can't throw, mate." It wouldn't be a good idea.
No.
Now this is a bit of a strange story with a happy ending. This is Aaron Jones playing for Green Bay. He lost his father's ashes while scoring a touchdown. Because he kept them in a sort of pendant round his neck. But say thankfully.
It wasn't a large urn, was it? Obviously.
Sorry?
It wasn't a large urn.
No, it's a very small pendant, I think. No, Andy, it wasn't. Gravitas, please. But anyway, he said. He said, if I'm going to lose it anywhere, I'd rather lose it in the end zone, is what he would have wanted. But they did find it, thankfully.
They did, and he as you said, he lost it scoring a touchdown. He scored four touchdowns for the Packers on Monday night, and I think it was whether it was the first or second touchdown, he lost it. And so, you know, the Packers kind of put people on alert after the game. They kind of searched the end zone for the pennant, couldn't find it. And then one of the grounds crew at 1:45 a.m. in the morning ended up finding it for Aaron Jones. And wow. You can imagine he was quite relieved by it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, finally, this is a strange story. It's a Seattle Mariners game. And they have a night. You know, we've often talked about the special nights they have at baseball. And they have the thing called Bark at the Park, where you can the Seattle Mariners allow all of their fans to bring their dogs to the ground.
Yeah, the footage is amazing. The thing you put up on the
and there's the video if you want to go and check it out. If you put in Simba Cam or Mariners dogs, you'll find it. And at one point, they play a bit of The Lion King, which we'll remind you of in a moment. And everybody holds their dogs in the air, Simba style. And there's some big old dogs there. There's some guy with an Alsatian. But so, yeah, it's a bizarre sight, isn't it? All being thrust in the air, the dogs.
Throughout the first.
That's a nice. You can't think of a dog after Rin Tin Tin.
I couldn't even new celebrity dog.
Andy Zeitgeist Jacobs. Who would be the one that won?
I'm trying to think of the one that won. I was trying to think of the one that won the Britain's Got Talent, but I couldn't remember his name.
Pudsey, wasn't it?
Pudsey
could have thrown out the first pitch. Yeah, we brought it up to at least about 10 years old anyway. Who's your top celebrity dog? Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet tip. What's the latest? Anyway, don't worry about that. Yeah. But anyway, the whole point is, Todd, everybody holds their dogs in the air. It was all a bit strange.
It's pretty fantastic, though. And baseball's been doing this for a while, right, where they have each team kind of has a day where you can bring your dog. It's pretty funny, right? And for, you know, sports now, you're trying to get as many fans in there as you can. So if you let them bring their dog, I probably got people that wouldn't normally go to a game that will with their dog.
Yeah. So look, we'll play out with the music, Todd. We'll catch up with you next week. And just to remind people, just imagine this, a whole stadium of people thrusting their dogs in the air as this music played.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Just a quickie, we were talking earlier on about impersonating someone else, as Wayne Rooney admitted the only way he's able to speak to Mel Morris, the owner of Derby County now, is if he uses the club doctor's phone and has to impersonate the doctor. Our old mate Andy Smart, a Comedy Store player, does have a passing resemblance to a former US president, didn't he? I think maybe he did in his youth. Back in 2001, he said, I went to a small market on the island of Chung Chau, 20 miles south of Hong Kong. I didn't realise, but fellow comedians Steve Steen and Stephen Frost were following me around, talking into their shirt cuffs, saying, the president's entered the gift shop. The president has entered the gift shop. And the shopkeepers thought I was Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Bill Clinton, a massive fan of Farnborough.
Yeah, big Farnborough fan. They would not believe me, however much I remonstrated. Even some had their pictures taken with me outside the shops. That's all it really needs. Wander around abroad, talking into your cuffs, and people immediately think you are the US president. Thank you very much for that one, Andy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
You'd think it's wall-to-wall sport this weekend, but you may want to have a break. I know it's hard to believe you're a TalkSport listener, but you may want to have a little bit of a break. Or you might want to record something, catch up afterwards when you get the chance.
And tonight, you know, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's Ryder Cup.
So joining us now to do just that, mark your card for the non-sporting telly this weekend, as always, is Brighton and Hove Albion supporting star TV reviewer. It is Mike Ward. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey guys.
Well, you got the big game. Should we maybe start with a bit of football? Palace Brighton, how do you view that? With trepidation?
Trepidation, it's not the nicest atmosphere traditionally. So,
and you're at their place, at Sellers this
morning. For obvious reasons. It's just about getting through it. I have a different perspective on this from an awful lot of people. So over the years, I've annoyed a few people by sort of almost playing it down in a way. because I think it's one of those fixtures that seems to be...
It's usually a rubbish game, that's it.
It's often 1-1, I think, isn't it? Or I think it seems to be a common score.
Yeah, but I'm just feeling very very positive at the moment.
Yeah, it's impossible. Champions League position.
Five wins out of six.
I know, it is quite extraordinary. And I'm doing that one of those things where you freeze the league table on of the screenshot on your phone at just the point in the afternoon where the other results are going your way and your results go. So, at one point we were second the other day. So you just think, I'll freeze that and just keep that.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, let's look at a new sitcom on Sky Comedy tonight. Ted Danson, isn't it? From Cheers, of course.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He was so brilliant in that one, The Good Place.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Mayor, this is called.
Yeah, I'm not entirely convinced by this, but it's just worth pointing out. It's a new thing, as you say, Sky Comedy, Sky Showcase, and I think you can download certainly in the first episode today, possibly the whole lot. I don't know how it's working with this one. He plays a very wealthy, retired American businessman, LA guy, who manages to get himself elected mayor. I think his drive, his motivation is that he wants to impress his teenage daughter, who is deeply unimpressed by him, thinks he's just a useless old guy who serves no purpose in life. But the problem is he's completely and utterly out of his depth, clueless, doesn't know what he stands for, whatever. So it's really seeing him muddle his way through this. There are obvious sort of parallels with real life personalities. I think it's trying to sort of shoehorn rather a lot of issues and real life things in, like the guy who he's sort of taken over from had to step down after a breakdown during 2020 because of everything that was going on in the real world. So that there's sort of, it feels as if they're throwing a lot of ideas at this without quite knowing where they're going to land. But it's got a charm to it. It's a bit goofy for some people's taste. It's not like the thick of it or anything like that. It's more slapsticky than that. But I think it's worth giving a go. It's not going to be too much.
Mr. Mayor, 8:30, Sky Comedy. Yeah. The Graham Norton Show returns tonight.
Yes.
And he was on very good form the last series, the lockdown series, I thought.
And Daniel Craig, now the Bond movie's out.
Yeah, it's out, I think, a week today, is that right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Yeah, so Daniel, finally, No Time to Die, which I think was made in about the same time as Dr. No, is finally out. He and three of his co-stars are on the show, obviously talking about it, and there's a lot of anticipation, building up to that. I'll be honest, I'm not the greatest Bond fan, but I am fascinated to see it because, in particular, I've been reading some of the stuff in the papers today about how they've sort of, had to sort of tone down certain traditional Bond elements, which, he's obviously quite a sexist character and all those sort of aspects to the Bond, franchise.
Enjoy him before he gets cancelled, basically.
Yeah, effectively, yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how they sort of deal with that without diluting the purpose, the purpose of the character. To a large extent, is that he has always been pretty sort of politically incorrect in all sorts of senses. That's part of what he is. So it's a question of how far you dilute that without defeating the point of it.
Yeah, but I think the writing's different on this one, isn't it? It's it's Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's obviously going to be. Yeah. I think I'm sure I'm confident it'll work, but I'm interested to see precisely how they
start. Daniel Gray start doing pieces to camera like
Fleabag. it'll be a kind of mix between Alfie and Fleabag. So that's 10:35.
Bake Off Extra Slice. I'm a big fan of that.
You're a big fan of that,
are you? It's good fun, but you obviously have to be into Bake Off as well.
So. You do have to be into Bake Off. Joe Brand obviously presents it. I don't know why I spelled her name with an E, but there you go. Tom Allen, who is the sort of resident tease on that, he's always good value because the people bring in their own cakes and efforts, and he manages to get that balance between being quite disparaging and continuing to sort of maintain a certain charm towards it. But yeah, if you have to watch the regular show to fully appreciate it and to understand the little references. But obviously, who doesn't watch Bake Off religiously every Tuesday?
People complain about the amount of adverts, apparently. But anyway, 8 p.m. Channel 4.
It's like it's a commercial TV channel.
It's a surprise, isn't it?
What is the point?
Anyway, Global Citizen Live tomorrow. It seems to be dominating BBC Two all evening. Music Festival for the Planet, Mike.
Adia Depitan and Emma Willis host the BBC's coverage. I'll be honest, I don't know much about this. I've just been reading about what's lined up. Apparently, Rag and Bone Man, Elton John performing at the foot of the Eiffel Tower.
Because
he can be bothered to pay to go up in the lift, I guess, or whatever.
You'll have to give him a call then.
Duran Stormzy. And it's all it's going to help tackle poverty and climate change, so that should all be sorted by midnight.
Blimey, okay. That's a proud boast. Strictly, of course. We had the intro show last week, so they start...
I'm getting a lot of criticism.
They start. They started dancing this week.
It was all right. It was quite enjoyable. If you, it is what it is, isn't it?
Strictly? It is. Yeah. I mean, it's just like some moan now, don't they? Everything. I mean, all the time.
Not all the celebs are top quality, but you know.
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, every single celebrity show ever on TV, you'll have people. I've never heard of half of these people, but yeah. Then somebody else will say, "No, nor have I." But then the people you've heard of are different from the people I've heard. Anyway, so there you go.
That's very true.
15 celebs, near 2.5 hours of telly. Mm.
Daniel Craig's back. I suppose he's going to be on the telly a lot over the next few days.
He is.
Being James Bond, looking back on his 15-year career as 007.
Yeah, so it's Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and the new one, No Time to Die. This is on BBC... Oh, sorry, it's not. It's on ITV, Sunday night, 10:20. It's him chatting to the producers who, you know, behind it. Yeah. And, just sort of looking back on what he's brought to the role. I mean, he's no Timothy Dalton, obviously, but, you know, looking back on what he's brought to the role in other respects.
Foxy's Fearless 48 Hours with Rob Delaney. This is a kind of spin-off.
I hate these
programs. Spin-off of the SAS Irv.
And that's two What's the Point in there.
Oh, yeah, you get a lot of What's... Andy Jacobs' What's the Point is coming to you soon, his new daytime quiz.
I can't decide what I find most annoying, the title, which actually, when you say it out loud, is far more annoying than when you write it down.
Yeah.
It's a real tongue twister of a title. But basically, it's Jason Fox, who's one of the guys from the SAS Who Dares Wins programme. Each episode, he's going to be taking out... It's a bit like Bear Grylls, in a way. You're going to be taking a guy out... A sort of famous person and putting them through hell with a view to completing at the end of the 48 as a big, big challenge, which in this particular case involves throwing yourself off a 40-meter high abandoned viaduct. A fear he has to conquer, although I think that's a good fear. You should never conquer the fear of being falling off a viaduct. Yeah. There's something seriously wrong if you don't.
I can't believe you haven't mentioned RuPaul's Drag Race.
And he's become a big fan.
Oh, have you?
Fan, and possibly a future entrant. I don't know. That's one we all want to see.
There you go.
Drag Race UK Senior.
Yeah. The vets on the vet circuit. The RuPaul vet circuit. That would be very interesting. Well, Mike, thank you. You've whetted everybody's whistle. If they're not watching golf, they're not watching boxing, not watching football, they'll be watching one of those, I'm sure.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yep, there we are. That was this afternoon show. We'll do it all again on Monday, pouring over the Premier League fixtures. And
it'd be great if Elton John impersonated me.
Yeah, he might just to try and get through to TalkSport. And we'll be reflecting on the Ryder Cup as well. So until then, enjoy all the sport this weekend and the boxing. There's plenty of it, of course. And we'll catch up with you on Monday. If you can join us from one great, if not podcast, as always, available around 4:30.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.